Good morning, and we're helping you take care of your business this morning. My name is Tony Bush, and in the studio with Randy Melzer this morning. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony, and welcome back. It's good to have you back in the city again.
Thanks. It was a fun trip down to Georgia. I wish I could have brought more of that warm, sunny weather with us, but it'll be coming up here soon. I wanted to welcome you this morning to the program. Our guest this morning is Dave Johnson. Dave has been in the appraisal business, McClone Appraisals, since about 1981, and we're going to have a great conversation with Dave this morning about how he started his company and some of the challenges Dave faced in his company, and he's transitioning to some purchasers of the business, so we'll hear a little bit about that. We invite you to stay tuned and give us a call and ask Dave any questions you'd like to starting in the next segment. But first, we want to tell you about the SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter is headquartered in the Fox Cities Chamber Building in Appleton. We service 8 counties from Appleton down through Oshkosh into Fond du Lac. We have about 40 mentors in our chapter. All are skilled business people with varying expertise from marketing to IT to HR and manufacturing, strategic planning, cash flow, banking. We have access to attorneys and accountants, and we are here to help you start your business, or if you're in business, to help you be more successful, and the services are free. SCORE is a national organization that's an affiliate of the SBA, the Small Business Administration. Nationally, there are probably 12,000-14,000 mentors in the country, and we're one of those chapters. So we're very happy to bring these services to you. We also perform, we do seminars, we do presentations throughout the year. The SCORE chapter is very active in educating business owners, helping them to make the right decisions. Randy, tell us about the next Simple Steps program. That's coming up pretty soon now.
Very, very shortly. Yes, we're going to be doing the Simple Steps program, which is a 5-session program covering all the areas that you need to know to get your business started. The first session is going to be starting on May 16th. It'll be from 8 o'clock in the morning until noon. It'll be at the Copper Rock coffee shop right downtown Appleton. Mm-hmm. The fee is $25 for each of the sessions, and the first one will include breakfast, coffee, and lunch, so it's a pretty good deal on that. We'll be talking about all the things you need to know if you're interested in starting a business or in business and want to learn more about how to run your business, how to take care of the things that you're doing. Mm-hmm. Once we complete that session, then we'll have 4 mm-hmm. more specific area sessions. Those will be beginning as of June. They'll be on June 6th, 12th, 19th, and 26th.
June 5, 12?
5, 12. I'm sorry, 5. And they are from 6 until 9 in the evenings at the chamber office. Mm-hmm. Again, you can register for all of these sessions online with the foxcities.score.org website. The backup sessions, the sessions 2, 3, 4, and 5, are all specific in the area. Session 2 is on types of business structures, how to build your business that
way. Should I be a sole proprietor
right.
or an LLC?
What that all means.
Difference?
Right,
yep.
And we'll be having experts in each of these areas talk about it. For that one, we'll be probably having one of the accountants in the area mm-hmm. talk about the impact of being this type of business or that as far right. as tax consequences and so on. We'll mm-hmm. also then go into marketing on the next session. That will be covering specifics as far as social media and how to use websites and so on.
I suppose now is not a time for my tweeting joke.
We're back to that again. I was kind of hoping you'd lost
okay.
that down south.
No, they enjoyed it.
Okay. One of these days we'll have to get to that. But anyway, the other sessions then, we will be doing one strictly on financial planning, what the necessary things are as far as cash flow, income and expense.
Balance sheet, income statement.
Yep, all those wonderful things you really get excited about.
Why is it that I made $50,000 in the year, but I only have $4,000 in my checking account?
That's the question we try to answer.
We're going to help share that information
yep.
in session number 4.
And with that, you'll also be getting a CD that has all of the different documents mm-hmm. that you're going to need. So it's a very valuable piece. And then the last session is the one that everybody's most interested in, and that's where do I get the money? We'll be talking about the conventional forms of lending, how you borrow, what you have to do to get to the bank, what the banker wants. But we'll also be talking about the unconventional types of lending, which includes equity financing, even a session will include some on things like crowdfunding, grants.
Maybe the revolving loan fund from the county.
Yeah, county funds. And so different ways that there are to get funds. founding for your business. So all of those will be available to you. As I said, the first session is on May 16th. We'd ask you please go out to the SCORE website, or else you can go to the BizTalk website too, BizTalk with SCORE, and you can click on and register there as well. So $25 for each show, each program, and it's well worth it.
In addition to all of the information that Randy just recounted for you, there are SCORE mentors attending these sessions. So you'll have the opportunity to meet some of the SCORE mentors and mingle with them and learn from them.
Right.
And maybe decide that person with that expertise is what I need right now and set up an arrangement. But remember, all the counseling is free, and it's coming from people with expertise who are trained to help you.
Right. And one other thing I'd like to mention for those out there, veterans out there, if you are a veteran, are interested in attending any of the SCORE sessions, you can get a coupon from SCORE, and it's absolutely free as a veteran. There's no charge. So, again, go out to the SCORE national site, which is score.org. Take a look at the Veterans Fast Launch Initiative. You go out there. You get a coupon. It says you can attend any and all SCORE seminars absolutely free, so you're invited to come. And it doesn't matter when you served or what line, what branch of service you were in, you know, as long as you're a veteran, you qualify.
That's good. And a lot of people, Colonel Sanders, Ray Kroc, they were in their 60s when they started. So
yeah. So, no, there's no limitation on age as far as becoming an entrepreneur.
It's a lot of fun.
Yep.
It's very gratifying. So thanks, Randy.
All right.
We hope you can join us at the Simple Steps program. Registrations have already begun, so we encourage you to go to the website, foxcities.score.org. Look over the program. There's a synopsis out there of the program Randy just covered, and you can register right online. One more thing we want to cover in this segment, that is a special thank you to our sponsors who help bring you the program each weekend. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts & Hailing CPA Firm, Epiphany Law. We want to say a special thank you to eBiz Results in Oshkosh, who helped Randy and I and BizTalk develop the BizTalkWithScore.com website. It's very interactive. We invite you to go out there. You can listen to previous radio programs. We have archived programs going back to late 2010. So if you know of someone who might have been on the program and want to hear their program, you can go out there and click on that archived program. And we'd also like to say a special thank you to Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News. We thank them for promoting the SCORE chapter of Appleton, Fox Cities, and Green Bay on page 27, the SCORE corner. Next
SCORE
to
corner,
the
yep.
Stock quote page.
Absolutely.
Every time they come out, every 2 weeks. So if you're not subscribed to the Business News, you really should be. If you're in business, you need to know what's going on in the business community in East Central Wisconsin. For $20 a year, you're going to get more than that back just by using the information that you read about in the Business News. With that, we're going to take our first break. We'll come back on the other side, and we'll meet Dave Johnson. Stay tuned. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
And we're all working for a living. And whether you're an entrepreneur or you're an employed person, we all have to work to make a living. And sometimes folks figure out it's maybe more fun to do it as an entrepreneur.
Right.
And SCORE is here to help you enjoy that fun. We're very happy this morning to welcome Dave Johnson to the studio. Dave is the owner of McClone Appraisals, has been since about 1981. And we're going to talk a little bit about Dave's experience of becoming an entrepreneur and some of the gratifying moments and challenges that Dave's faced along the way. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you started your company, what motivated you, and what does McClone Appraisal do?
All right. I'd like to start by thank you both for having me. I've known you both for several years, and you guys are pretty good at this.
You have a very good definition of the word several.
It goes
back quite a few.
But one of the reasons, before I talk about myself, that I'm here is I'm very intrigued by SCORE, and I think what you're doing is fabulous. I have literally gone out and appraised and talked to thousands of small businesses over the past 39 years, and one thing I have found that they all know their business, but a lot of them do not know how to run a business.
Right.
And I think what you're doing is very commendable.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate that.
Maybe you can join us someday. We're always recruiting.
I don't know about that. But just generally speaking, McClone Appraisal started in June of 1981. Prior to that, I was with the City of Appleton Assessor's Office and was fortunate enough to have been tutored by my uncle, Collie Williams, who had been a fee appraiser and also worked with the assessor's offices. And my original intention was to get the some of the experience and knowledge and eventually open up my own company as a fee appraiser. I was very fortunate to become associated with the McClone Agency and Mike McClone. And my simple philosophy was that I wanted to go out and spend my time appraising. And what the McClone Agency allowed me to do is they provided the secretarial, did the phones, and I was able to just go out and do appraising.
That helped a lot, didn't it? You could focus right on what you wanted to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People in the business, the majority of people, when I started out, were doing everything themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They would answer the phone, do the typing, and so forth. And my philosophy was, is if I am out in the field, I can become much more productive. And part of the reasoning was if they were doing, say, 10 appraisals a month, and there was business out there, by the way that I approached it, I could do 15 appraisals mm-hmm. a month.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah, Dave, over the years, you've done a lot of different types of appraisals. We'll talk about residential as one of the areas, but you also do a lot of commercial appraisals?
Yes.
Okay. And as far as that's concerned, how have you been? You know, how's that changed over the years? Has that been there been a lot of changes in the commercial side?
Fortunately, when I started, I had both a residential and a commercial background, and I kind of worked based on where the demand was over the years. And approximately 7 to 8 years ago, I shifted to commercial. Only.
Okay.
Dave, when you started your company back in 1981, you were the only fella in the company doing appraisals. At what point did you expand and bring on another appraiser, and what prompted you to figure out, well, maybe I need another appraiser to come on board?
I think most appraisal shops are a one-man shop. It's a business where you have to be hands-on, often bringing other people in. You're taking away from what you do best and spending more time, maybe tutoring and so forth. So I did have the experience of having one residential appraiser for a while and also a commercial appraiser for a while, but it's been mostly solo.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty detailed, demanding profession. There are very high standards, professional standards that appraisers have to comply with. Continuing education. How does someone get started in this business today?
Well, that's probably the most unfortunate thing is that now to become state certified is extremely difficult. One of the biggest factors is you need 3,000 hours of experience. And with most companies being a one-man shop, that's very, very difficult. So the 3,000 hours, the minimum time frame is 30 months. And in addition to that, you need 300 hours education.
Now, 3,000 hours, Dave, is that under the tutelage of a state-certified appraiser?
Yes.
Okay, so that's kind of like one-man shops are being forced to take people on just so those newer people can get their certification.
Well, it's almost the reverse of that, and that is that one-man shops are not bringing people aboard because of the fact that they feel, I think, that I go through training them and then they go out on their own, which is extremely unfortunate. But it forces them to kind of go to bigger cities to get the experience.
Got it. Got it. We're going to take a quick break right here. We'll come back on the other side, finish or continue our conversation with Dave Johnson from McClone Appraisals. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Sing a little bit of this working man blues.
Well, we're not too blue this morning. We got Dave Johnson in the office. We're talking about entrepreneurism and starting businesses. And we're talking to Dave about the appraisal business, how Dave began his business in 1981, and he's worked all these years. We're talking about the challenges of a young person today becoming a professional appraiser. Dave, tell us a little bit about how do young people, I mean, you mentioned that you almost have to go to a larger firm to get the tutelage. Because there are a lot of one-man shops here, one-woman shops, one-person shops. How does a young person get that experience? It can be pretty challenging.
Yes, and that's one thing that I think that we need to improve on, the what you need to go through to become an appraiser is quite comprehensive. And to get into it, I get calls all of the time, how do I get into it? And I almost have to discourage them in that it's very difficult because of the lack of experience. What we're running into, the average age of a commercial appraiser at this time is 52 years old. Mm-hmm. So both the state and the appraisal institute are going to need to start addressing this and allow entry into the business to be, I don't want to say less difficult, but a little easier route.
So on the other side of that, a lot of lending institutions are big customers of the commercial appraisal professionals because the regulators are saying to the lenders, we need to get an appraisal to validate the value of that property. So there is an aging of the profession, and that sooner or later, there's going to be an opportunity here for people if they want to get into this profession because the bankers and the lenders are still going to need appraisals done.
Yes. I think one of the best things that's happening to our business is that we now have a succession plan in order, and that was actually a concern to the local lenders is what's going to happen to McClone Appraisal.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I'm old.
Yeah, you're real, real.
So I had several options. I could have just retired, could have sold the company to a larger company. But the problem with that is I think we would have lost our personality, so to speak. So probably the best thing is to get some young people who are going to come in and be able to not only carry on McClone Appraisal, but to continue to provide appraisals to the local market.
Right. If you'd like to give us a call this morning and ask Dave a question, give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. If you're outside the Appleton area, you can call us at 1-866-887-1150.
Yep. Okay, so yeah, we're waiting to hear from you. Also, by the way, if you are interested, would like to get to us by using the computer,
Good point.
Get on the website here at biztalkwithscore.com and click on the Dave Johnson McClone Appraisal line, and you'll see it says leave a comment. Mm-hmm. Just click on that, and we'll be able to take your comment and answer any questions you might have that way.
Right. Dave, when you were talking just a moment ago about younger people coming into McClone Appraisal and you want to keep that spirit going, that philosophy. It's kind of a community philosophy. And you were fearful that if a bigger firm came in, you might lose some of that touch. When would you recommend a business owner begin to think about transitioning their company? Do you have any thoughts on when should they start planning that sort of thing?
I initially looked at doing this about 6 or 7 years ago and was just could not get the right fit. But the lead-in for me is I will be working and reviewing the work of Matt and Katie Hippus for the next minimum of 30 months.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to be taking the lead and going out and slogging through the fields and the backyards and measuring buildings and doing all that sort of thing. But you're going to be tutoring them.
Yes.
And so you're going to be imparting a lot of that knowledge, plus you're going to be imparting a lot of the connections you have. You're introducing these people to your network.
Yes. When I talked to the Matt and Katie, my main concern was to provide a good product at a fair price within a reasonable time. And if I knew that was not going to happen, that was the most important thing to me.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about their background, how you arrived at having them working with you?
Randy says I have to say more than yes or no. Basically speaking, both of the kids were interested in real estate. Katie works with a broker, has some background, and Matt does not, but both were interested in the business, and consequently, it allows me to kind of retire or have a succession plan, and at the same time, they can learn the business.
Mm-hmm. And you're there to back them up or answer questions, show guidance.
Yes.
You're going to be there for a while. A lot of people who retire today, I've noticed, who are boomers, they like to retire, but when they do retire, maybe a year or two later, they're getting pretty bored and they want to get back into doing something. Mm-hmm. And folks who have had their own business will probably stay with that business that they've sold to the people taking over the business just to have something to do and bring value to that business. You strike me as being a community-minded person who really cares about that business, and you want that business to succeed. That gives you something to do, Dave.
Yes. The intent is to get both Matt and Katie certified and also to get them an MAI designation from the Appraisal Institute. And at that time, the plan is to hopefully I can stick around and still continue to do some appraisal work.
We have, over the last few years, there's been a kind of an up and down situation in the real estate market and so on. Are you seeing things improving as far as real estate sales and activity at this point in time? Is it getting better is what I'm getting at?
I've been saying the last 3 years that it's getting better, and I've been incorrect for 3 years, but this is actually the first time talking to the real estate agents as well as seeing activity myself that I think we're on the upswing. I think we've bottomed out. We're seeing some sales that make sense. We're seeing new construction. We're seeing additions to existing construction. And those are all positive signs.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been a really tough slog since about 2007 or 6, whenever that really started to hit. And I know a lot of lenders are looked at by the public, and the public is saying, well, why don't you lend your money? Why don't you lend your money? And lenders do have a lot of money to lend out. There's a lot of liquidity on the bank and the credit union balance sheets. The challenge the lenders have today is finding the qualified borrowers to come in and lend the money to them. Mm-hmm. Because as many of us remember, a few years ago, it was pretty easy to go get a loan. But today, the banks are going back to the standards of having some equity in the game and that sort of thing. And part of that is the ability to demonstrate that there's value in the assets that the bank is being asked to finance. And that's where the appraiser comes in when it's real estate, is verifying or validating a certain value for that property. Mm-hmm. That's your role. And then the lender will take that information and go ahead and process their decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dave, we work with a lot of people who are brand new, want to start a business and so on, really don't have a lot of answers. If I was going to be looking at buying a building, would you kind of walk me through what you would recommend I should do as far as the steps, working with you, working with the banker, and how to move in that direction?
typically we do not work with people prior to buying. When we get involved, they have already put in an offer to purchase, and then we give our opinion of value.
Okay.
I get calls a lot of times of people that say, can you tell me what my building is worth? And we need to do a full appraisal report, so we often recommend a real estate agent work with them. Mm-hmm. But I think it's very important to work with somebody prior to buying if you can.
Right. Right.
Often, if there's an offer to purchase and they're going for a loan and they're buying it for $100,000, it could be possible we may come in at a figure less than that.
Oh, yes.
At which time they can make a choice as to whether or not to proceed or possibly renegotiate.
Hey, Dave, I have a question for you. And there's probably a lot of people out there listening who maybe share the question. In your appraisals, you do an appraisal on commercial property based on income value, cost value, market value?
Yes.
The three values? And that stinker, the income value, you arrive at a net operating income, and then you divide that by a capitalization rate. Is there a way to tell us what is a capitalization rate? I mean, that fluctuates. It changes with what's going on in the economy. What's the best way to understand a cap rate?
Very simply, it's the selling price divided by the net operating income. In other words, the income that you're generating through a lease, less any expenses, you arrive at a net operating income. So it's basically a figure that
it's
way.
It's a percentage.
Right.
But you can also work backwards and find the selling price by dividing the net operating income by the cap rate itself. Now, there might be a cap rate out there of 7.2, it might be 8, it might be 9. What drives that cap rate?
Quantity, quality, and durability of the income stream. I kind of relate it to risk.
Okay.
The more the risk, the higher the rate.
Yep.
And I get tons of calls from lenders and so forth that say, what's the cap rate? Well, it can be anything.
It can be. And if they change. They change by industry. They'll change by times, which you said, the quality and the other two descriptive terms of the operating income?
Yeah, basically how little risk, how good is the right. tenant and lease.
And the lower the cap rate, the better for the seller, correct? Because it's going to drive a higher value in the property. And the higher the cap rate, the lower the selling price, generally. If you take a cap rate of 10% and the net operating income is $10,000, you've got $100,000 value.
Right. I think without totally answering that, one of the biggest questions you have to ask is if you're comparing apples to apples. Some people in the industry or individuals will simply take what the gross rent is and then use a cap rate.
I see.
Okay.
Which is deceptive.
Yeah, it is deceptive because you've got some expenses in there. Moving to another part of your business then, Dave, in your business, the commercial appraisal business, there's a lot of regulation, as we talked about earlier, especially from the lending side, and you've got your own regulations to qualify to. What have been some of the biggest challenges you've seen in the last 32 years in your industry as you've moved from in 1981 until now? What are some of the big challenges you faced?
Well, right now, obviously, the most difficult thing in developing a value is being able to get good sales data because there have not been good
right.
sales.
Comps, yeah.
Majority of sales in the last few years have been by bank-owned and by definition not arm's length.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's made it much more difficult.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of regulations, have there been any? Because you've been very durable over the last 32 years. I remember using you, and Randy's used your firm going back several years. But you've been very durable, and you've been very productive, and you've always been very right on. I mean, when you say you're going to have it done by a certain date, you have it done.
that is correct. I think, unfortunately, what we're getting away from in our industry is personal relationships, mm-hmm. being able to communicate. Mm-hmm. We are regulated by what is called USPAP, and they have several different rules and regulations. And if you talk to the experts, educators, and so forth, they often cannot even interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's as simple as being honest with the lender and telling them what you're doing and not being deceptive.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, if people would want to get in contact with you as far as asking you questions or getting involved with an appraisal and so on, how do we reach you? Where do we contact you?
We do have a website now, but the best thing is to call 729-0229. And that's one thing that I try to do is communicate with whomever we can, mm-hmm. in terms of if they have questions, that's the best thing is to ask.
And you're still located there in Menasha?
Yes.
Right behind I'll put in a plug for MIMS, or right next to the McClone office.
Right between them.
Right, okay.
MIMS Burgers.
Yes.
Very good. Dave, we're going to take our final break right now. It's about 10 to 10. So we're going to take our final break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll finish up our interview and conversation with Dave Johnson of McClone Appraisal. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to BizTalk. If you're an entrepreneur, that song says a whole lot of money. You may have a whole lot of money invested in your business before you get a whole money bunch of money back out of your business. Mm-hmm. But it takes a lot of hard work. SCORE's here to help.
Right.
We're talking this morning with Dave Johnson, McClone Appraisals. We're listening to Dave recount how he started the business, the challenges in the industry, transitioning the business. Dave is transitioning to two young folks. And it's been a pretty good conversation. Randy, you have a question for Dave?
Just kind of want to follow up on a few things, and that is, you know, you've been in business here in the Valley for many, many years. How important is it as an appraiser to really be connected to the area that you're working in and knowing the people and the properties?
I would say that with technology, it may be easier to go into different areas, but each market is different, and I think obviously the more knowledge you have as to what's happening in the in your market, the better. With the lack of appraisers, so to speak, commercial appraisers, we are getting more people from the Milwaukee, even out of state, coming in and do lack knowledge. As Tony and we touched on overall rates in the Fox Valley are different than overall rates, mm-hmm. in other areas.
Oh, yes.
So having the knowledge of how to develop an overall rate through the market is extremely helpful, and that's something that you may not be able to do not being from the local market.
Okay. All righty. The other thing, too, was we were off air just talking a little bit about it, is the difference in why now you're doing mostly commercial as opposed to residential appraisal, why you made that transition over the last few years.
When I started in the business, my uncle always said that residential appraising is much more difficult than residential, in that emotion is involved and so forth. What was happening residentially, in my opinion, was the values were not justified. In other words, it was more of a price as opposed to a value. Mm-hmm. And I felt more difficult to justify that, in that my thoughts were they have to come down.
Mm-hmm.
So I just felt less comfortable. The same with doing the appraisals of residential subdivisions. They just were not making sense as being feasible.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's when we started concentrating on the commercial.
And the values did come down.
Oh, yeah.
They crashed down, and we're paying for that today. But you indicated, Dave, you're seeing a little recovery going on. There's a little revival, some construction going on. and some sales of commercial properties are starting to make sense now.
I think so. I think eventually what needs to happen is demand has to catch up with supply, and we certainly had a large supply. And we're with less construction, we're seeing that balance a little bit.
Right. Now, one more time, Dave, how do folks get a hold of McClone Appraisal, and who are the two young people that are now coming into the business?
Again, our phone number, 729-0229, is the best. We have a website, and you can call me at any time. The Matt and Katie are coming into the business, as I mentioned. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they're going to carry on the same philosophy. Mm-hmm. And they also, if you have questions in terms of the educational route and experience route, they are the ones to talk to.
Okay.
Because they are going through that right now.
Yeah, I think, and you also bring a lot of educational value to the community. If folks have a question on an appraisal or how does the process work, you've always been open to helping folks understand that process. If they own a business and they want to sell it, even lenders who might be listening to this show this morning would have a question about appraisals. How do I interpret this? I know I've called you in the not-too-distant past, and they've helped me understand this or that or what's going on with this appraisal requirement. So you're very amenable, and I think you've been very supportive of helping to educate folks.
Definitely. Again, always relied on communication, and as it goes back, as if I didn't say it, my uncle had indicated the first designation you want is a CSA, and that's a common sense appraiser.
There you go.
Excellent.
Best three letters behind a name in any profession, really.
Okay.
But, Dave, we have a tradition for biz tips. We invite you to leave your biz tip if you have one or two.
I would say the most important thing that when I started the business and the philosophy is spend the time doing what you're good at doing.
And you demonstrated that when you started your business. You indicated McClone Appraisal gave you the office support. They provided the office support so you could be out there doing your 15 appraisals a month.
Yes. I was fortunate enough over the years to have two very strong support people, one for 15 years and one for 14 years, and that, I think, allowed us to grow the way we did.
Yep. Dave, we want to thank you for being on the show this morning. It was a really good program, very interesting. Thank you for being part of our program this morning.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to have you here. Just very, very quickly, a reminder, we are coming up with the Simple Steps program. Mm-hmm. The first class is going to be May 16th. That is a Thursday morning from 8 until noon. We'd ask go out to the SCORE website. That's foxcities.score.org. Click on the registration and get yourself signed up. We are getting a number of people who are involved in it, and it looks like it's going to be a very, very good-sized class. And hopefully we can help a lot of people out there who are thinking about getting into business get a good idea what it's all about. So
right.
Please register as soon as possible.
And also, this class is good for folks who've been in business for a number of years because it's a good review of some very fundamental basics in business operations.
Correct, correct.
Well, you've been listening to Biz Talk this morning. We want to thank you for joining us. Tune in next week. You're listening to Biz Talk on the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
It's a crime.